Robinhood Radio presents Agriculture from Turkana Farms. Here's Peter Davies.
After hearing the brilliant, inspiring, and unforgettable State of the Union address Tuesday night, I determined that, imitation of this great man, I ought to do something similar to assess where Turkana Farms stands and where we're going by composing what I am calling the State of the Farm. And so I enthusiastically moved to my computer and set to work, really putting my mind to it, and came up with the State of the Farm. And here it is. Ever since Mark and I, only a few years ago, took over the farm, we have accomplished in no time at all, actually in record time, definitely faster than anyone else could have, incredible progress. Incredible. Yes, incredible progress, and done the impossible. Yes, impossible. Made Turkana Farms great again. Yes, great again. Never in history has a farm had such extraordinary success as this farm is having today. Incredible, incredible. Never has this farm produced such fantastic products as under our fantastic leadership. Really, really fantastic. Turkana Farm products, the best in the world. Yes, our lamb, pork, chicken, turkey, and guinea fowl meats are the envy of the whole world. The whole world, especially the turkey. No one can get enough of it, folks. Such saleable products that our bank account is flourishing, even overflowing. Never been so high before. Incredible, incredible record setting. That even though we find ourselves in midwinter, folks, the vegetable garden is flourishing with beautiful produce, really beautiful. We think the best in the world. The tomatoes, beautiful, beautiful. Our good old American corn, even more beautiful. Even the broccoli, the best ever. People are lining up for it in front of the farm to get some of it. We are doing great. And if you heard otherwise, don't believe it. Don't believe it. Fake news, folks, fake news. We are proud to say all of our Turkana vegetables are equal, get the same high-quality care, the highest quality care, are given the same opportunities, and are absolutely not discriminated against, although we have had to, even though we love them, really love them. We do, we love them. We've had to exclude jalapeno peppers, lima beans, and Mexican gherkins from our beds because they are a rising menace, incredibly invasive, and we grow only American vegetables here, folks. Only American vegetables in our beds. Real, red-blooded American vegetables for Americans who clamor for our strictly Turkana Farms produce, produce that only we are able to grow using a secret method of ours in midwinter, and a really cold winter at that. Whatever happened to global warming? I wonder. Whatever happened to global warming? I want to know. Yes, that fake global warming. For everyone else, growing vegetables in winter is impossible. But we at Turkana Farms have found a way, yes, a way, our secret. Turkana Farms is up and running at last. It's coming back, moving ahead, and again, leading the entire region, the continent, the world. Well, and that's as far as I've gotten on my State of the Farm up to now. Before putting the final touches on it, though, I thought I would run it by our livestock to see how they would respond. So I gathered the sheep, pigs, and chickens up at the barn and read it to them, trying to capture that inimitable reality TV showman style of our peerless president. As I was reading my State of the Farm to them, I was very disappointed to see a lot of eye-rolling, repeated loud hostile grunts, and noticed a lot of satirical looks being exchanged. And I got virtually no applause when I finished. But I soldiered on and asked, any questions? Any responses? Any suggestions? There was a long, awkward silence when Vernon the boar finally stood up, shook himself, and grunted, saying grumpily, doesn't sound like the farm I live on. Not at all. Terrible infrastructure. Our pig huts are rusted. full of holes and not insulated against the cold. The fence is in terrible shape. Our little personal potty corner turning into a shithole. And he paused for a long time and added, I don't appreciate hearing our pork is being enjoyed worldwide. I think you guys are too full of yourselves, frankly. Then glaring at me and baring his tusks, remember Farmer Brown, he growled in a warning tone. You mean Orwell's Brown, I asked. Who else, Vernon grunted, shambling out of the barn. Well, anyone else, I asked, smiling weakly at my farm critters. Anyone else with any comments? Another long pause, and finally, very shyly, you, Nilifer, struggled to her feet. You, know how we sheep all love you, and, think you are the, best, but, and she shyly lowered her head and continued, there are lots of, bad problems here. Our young boys are, being sent off to slaughter, not enough yummy, mineral blocks, and if I must, say it, that the vegetable garden is, not flourishing. It's as, frozen, bare, and, desolate as it always is in midwinter. And she slowly ambled out of the barn, whereupon there was a cacophony of hostile shouts from the rest of the assembled critters. Not enough grain, second cut hay only, no grass, lousy management, filthy barn, bark, no wood shavings in the egg boxes, buck, etc. And I fled the barn. Now, what, dear reader, is the truth here? My description of the farm, or theirs? A real puzzlement. Well, after wrestling with it and giving it much thought for one sleepless night, I have concluded that, as with most things, the truth is sadly somewhere in between. Not in the middle, I might add. Definitely not in the middle. Just somewhere in between.
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Tricana Farm, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Tricana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours of Turkey for small groups, which he calls an insider's view of Turkey. And his third hat is Tricana Gallery of Old and Antique Kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website? TurkanaFarms.com. Their email, farm@TurkanaFarms.com, or 518-537-3815.